You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Talk a little Steeler football right now as we're joined by Charlie Batch, former quarterback analyst on the Steelers radio network, as camps are opening across the National Football League. Charlie's joined us before. Hey, Charlie, welcome aboard again. Taz and the Moose with you. We appreciate the time this morning.
Charlie, what's up, man?
Not a problem.
How you doing,
man? Not a problem. Doing well. How's everything?
Everything's good, Charlie. Everything's doing well. Summer's going well. I can't believe football's already here, but now it's going to go steamroll into the start of the regular season. And I guess the biggest question in the room is this, Charlie, is, you know, how different is it going to be now with Bell a Jet, and he wasn't there a year ago, with Brown a Raider? How different is this Steeler team and the vibe around this Steeler team going into this camp?
Yeah, I think it's a lot different just because of the fact that the players don't have to answer those questions anymore. The Le'Veon Bells, of course, AB was in training camp last year and things didn't work out that way. But just you can see the calmness coming out of the offseason program. The guys are a lot more wired in, and I think the focus around here is, you know, why did they miss the playoffs? How come this team, as talented as they are, missed the playoffs, and they want to right that ship, so they're just trying to get back on the right course.
Yeah, and I got a feeling they're gonna. I mean, because they don't have those distract. Even those two guys were amazing players, but to your point, Charlie, you know, it was a distraction for the locker room for sure. So let me ask you, you know, as far as like the as Ben Roethlisberger and at his age and all his greatness that he has, I mean, as best as you could break it down as a quarterback, I mean, how much left in the tank, just to be blunt, for Ben? I mean, do you think he'll come off a little bit more, feel more relaxed this season? Or do you think that it'll be like, oh my God, there's kind of a gun in my head type thing?
Yeah, I think he'll come out more relaxed. I mean, he had a solid season individually, but of course, whenever you don't make the playoff, all of those things are wiped off. And I think with him being so far removed from getting back to the Super Bowl, because he experienced three of those at a very young age, and of course that last one stings, that Super Bowl 45 loss to Green Bay, he wants to get back to that platform, and he wants to get back to the show, because, you know, when you're now, this is all going into 9 years of him not being there, having to watch everybody else, specifically Tom Brady, and having to go through him, it's just tough and it's frustrating, and that's all he's focused on at this point. So I know when you ask that question as far as how much does he have left, I think he definitely has 2 to 3 good years left.
Okay. You know, and that's fair. What about, you know, you look at this receiving core here without Antonio Brown. We know how good Juju Smith-Schuster was a year ago he's a fantastic young receiver. But now doing it as being the guy, Charlie, any concern there?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely a concern because he hasn't done that. And like you said, he had two phenomenal years starting off his NFL career, but he had Antonio Brown opposite him. So, you know, can he live up to that pressure of being that number one receiver? That question remains to be seen. That will be answered as the regular season goes on. But I think more importantly, who's on the other side? Who can now complement Juju? And a lot of the eyes are, and everybody watching, James Washington. This was a second-round pick out of Oklahoma State a year ago. He, as he entered into his second season, had a disappointing rookie year just because everybody was comparing him to Juju in his rookie year and how the numbers looked comparable. So but people were down on him last year, but of course Ben kept trying to go back and getting him involved in the offense, and he picked it up as the year went on. So I think this is something that everybody will be paying attention to see how can, number one, James Washington stay healthy, and can he now produce as camp continues on?
Well, Charlie, if we stick with the guy's name, James, I mean, and a similarity to where Juju has the opportunity to be the true number one in the Steel City, that Brown is gone. James Conner, as far as running the ball without Lev Bell, I mean, you know, we saw James Conner kind of do a pretty good job last year or this past season. What's your thoughts on James Conner? Break him down for us. From a quarterback perspective, having a running back like Conner, how does that loosen things up or help Ben or said quarterback with Conner behind him?
Yeah, I think this is something for him now. He doesn't really have to have this shadow over top of him because for the past 2 years, he's entered training camp without Le'Veon Bell. Of course, the first year, Le'Veon came back. But the one thing that he has never really had a chance to just study Le'Veon Bell outside of film. So he doesn't know kind of those intricacies of Le'Veon's game that now can help him. So he's just trying to build himself. And you can see just looking at the pictures and the way that he has shaped his body, this is a guy who wants to get to work. He wants to prove that he can stay healthy because he missed quite a few games as the regular season went on. He could have easily went over 1,000 yards last year. That didn't happen. He did have a Pro Bowl nomination under his belt, but for him, he wants to prove that he can carry this offense and be that 16-game schedule and, of course, heading into the playoffs and being that back. And I think the one caveat to that is I know James Conner is now looking and saying, this could potentially be a contract year for him, so you know he's going to be focused.
You know, what about the head coach in Tomlin here now without Bell, without Brown, part of that offense? Certainly he has faced some criticism of on a number of different levels here, or some justified, some unjustified here, Charlie. What about Tomlin going into this year with this group?
Yeah, and I know he has a lot of criticism, fair or unfair, and I think that's something to where, you know, he's been around long enough that he's able to go in there and really, you know, right the ship. And from a leadership perspective, this is a guy who knows how to command the room and he can get his message across clear and concise. So I think where you see with Mike Tomlin, I think probably behind the scenes right now, they're probably working on a contract extension. So you probably see that announced here. And I think this is something that for him, again, he's 9 years removed. He's had Ben Roethlisberger his entire career. So I think this is something for both of those guys. They want to go out here and prove that they can get things on the right path. And specifically for Mike Tomlin as a defensive coach, he has to get that defense together because last year they were exposed. They lost a lot in the passing game. And, of course, a lot of that came with the loss of Ryan Shazier. They made a move in the draft, made a position to get Devin Bush from Michigan. So they really expect him to be in that lineup, and hopefully he can kind of pick up the pieces that Ryan Shazier has left off. And if he can do that, you will see that pass defense get a lot better.
You're listening to Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Our special guest right now is Charlie Batch, former quarterback, Pittsburgh Steelers analyst on the Steelers Radio Network. Charles, let me ask you, it's kind of a unique situation where I don't think it's ever happened where in the AFC North, where the team that everybody's buzzing about, the Cleveland Browns. I mean, I would think, you know, the Steeler Nation, the Pittsburgh Steeler players, the coaches, the organization, even yourself as a former Steeler, there's got to be some motivation there, right? You know, that's not normal, man.
It's been a long time, and I've been part of this organization now 17 years, and there has never been buzz like this, with the exception of maybe 2002, and that was the playoff game that we actually played Cleveland in Heinz Field, and that game took us down to the wire, and we were ultimately able to win that. But I think this is something that's exciting because, of course, over the years, it's always been the Ravens and Steelers and maybe the Bengals. But now to see Cleveland in the mix, and rightfully so, they made enough pieces to get everybody excited about what's going on up there in Cleveland. But, of course, they have to go through the Steelers. That hasn't always been easy. Ben has owned this division, specifically Cleveland. So I think there's a reason why the NFL scheduled this game in November, and they play each other 2 times in 3 weeks. So they want to make sure, okay, if Cleveland is who they think they are, you know, let's see if they're serious, and maybe that will be a divisional game that everybody has circled in the middle of the season.
You know, Charlie, you know, Taz and I, and there are a lot of people that are on that Brown bandwagon, right? I mean, not championship good, but, you know, believe in the talent level that they have. From the outside, looking at, you know, the personalities, and they've got distinct ones, Odell and Baker Mayfield and Landry, and the personality of Kitchens at head coach. Do you think that group, do you think when you look at that situation, Charlie, do you think that works for Cleveland?
I think it works for Cleveland, but I think when you look at it, you say you're right, that group, when you talk about the receiver position, yes, they are solid, but you have to have a guy who's going to be able to get them the ball, and that starts with Baker Mayfield. Who came off last year, that was something for him. You know, people expected maybe him to play, but not as good as what he played. And just watching him from afar and to see the confidence level that he has. And I really had a chance to really just wire in and focus in that Week 17 game when we needed the Browns to win against the Ravens, and ultimately that would have sent the Steelers to the playoffs. That was something to watch him go and play that game. You're like, wow, this guy's actually pretty good. And I think that's just something, and that's where I think – it justifies the reason for Cleveland to make the move the way that they did to jump up to number one. I mean, and really not jump up to number one, but take Baker Mayfield in the position that they did, which surprised everybody and ultimately is making Cleveland out to be a solid pick.
You know, Charlie, we all love watching Devin Bush play linebacker for Michigan during his days on the college campus. Now the Steelers trade up in the first round to get him. And you mentioned the loss to Shazier of what he was at that linebacker spot, and the speed and the intensity, athleticism that he had, and his remarkable recovery does continue. For the Steelers now, though, what are the expectations here for Bush year one? And they obviously targeted a guy that, and I thought when they traded up, I thought that was the guy they were targeting, because I think he fits that offense and gives them something that they haven't had, which is some speed at the linebacker spot since they lost Shazier.
Absolutely, and I agree with you 100%. And I think if the expectations around Pittsburgh, people are like, okay, this guy has to be legit. Why? Because this is the highest defensive player that they selected since Rod Woodson in 1987. So this is something that where you're importing him into that defense. They know the loss that they had. They know the weaknesses there. They try to use multiple guys at the position. It didn't work. So Devin Bush, the speed, the quickness that he showed throughout the OTAs has been remarkable. Now, can he put it all together, lead the defense, be able to step into that defense, and then be able to spit out the defensive calls and lead the defensive charge? That remains to be unseen, but I truly expect him to get all of the first-team snaps from the first minute that they report to training camp tomorrow and first practice on Friday.
Charlie, what's the expectations here for the Steelers this season?
Well, of course, it's always to win the Super Bowl around here. You know, not a lot of people outside of Steelers Nation expects that to happen. But I think a lot of it depends on some of those question marks that you can. Can Devin Bush line up in the middle? Can James Washington opposite Juju Smith-Schuster be able to succeed that way? But can the special teams get in order? This is a group that has been almost dead bottom of the last rankings over the last couple years. Let's see if they can get that together. And if they can, yeah, you can make a complete football team. But there's, of course, like any other team, they can't have any other major injuries among this team. And if they do, I think this is an 11-win season, and they can make some noise in the playoffs once they get it. But they have to get those home games. That's why winning that division is critical for this team.
We're talking to Charlie Batch, longtime NFL quarterback, Steeler, part of the analyst on the Steelers Radio Network. Charlie's camps are opening. You know, you being a former player, my partner here played Division II, also wrestled for a number of years. Now, training camps opening up, right? Were you a fan of training camps? Mm. What was, for obviously rookies and veterans completely different, but as you got into the rhythm of training camps, were you a fan of training camps, or did you detest training camps?
Well, I detested it, but just because of the fact that those were the dog days, double practice, double days.
Two-a-days, man.
Yeah, you're talking about two-a-days and grinding and those type of things.
And hitting. And guys were hitting.
Hitting. You know, we were doing 9-on-7 at 9 in the morning. Right. You know, guys were like, what is this?
No, really. Oklahoma drills, bull in the ring. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying, all that.
That's it. So, of course, when I got to my last 2 years and the way that the new whole CBA agreement is and all, walk through in the morning and a practice in the afternoon, and I'm like, wow, I wish this happened a lot sooner. I could have prolonged my career. I got 15 years. Maybe I could have prolonged that where you see the Drew Breeses and the Tom Brady's at 18 and 20 years. So I think this is different. This is a different group right now because it's not like the dog days of practice. See, a lot of teams actually are no longer going away for training camp and opening up practices. So I think this is something for the Steelers. It's always part of tradition. They've been in Latrobe at St. Vincent's College for over 50 years. And when you look at the way the practices are, I don't see them as tired anymore. Mm. So they get to regroup in the morning, they refresh, and then at that point they're going out there for practicing once a day. So I think this group has it a little bit easier, but the goal is to make sure that these guys are fresh heading into the regular season, and regardless of what training camp looks like and unfolds for anybody eyes, it's a matter of getting through training camp healthy and making sure that you can get off to a fast start and making sure that you have a successful year.
Charlie, I'm curious, a guy that achieved so much at your level, the elite level of the NFL, I didn't have that. I just played, you know, small D2 ball. But I, speaking on camp one more second, though, I want to see what guys like you think. Like, I still, this time of year, and I'm 51 years old, but this time of year when I smell the grass, if I'm going by natural grass, it reminds me of going to football camp. And so, same deal. You get what I'm saying, right? I'm assuming same deal? Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's something that when you look back and just, you know, you hear those lawnmowers going, hear the sprinkler systems out there, you're just like, oh, my goodness.
That's it.
And it just seems like when you wake up, you're like, wow, it may not be as hot as hot today because you see the clouds kind of hovering over. And all of a sudden, when it's time to go out to practice, the sun burns the rest of that moisture off, and it's just like, oh my goodness, it's so hot out here.
You're wearing full gear, so, you know. And I was a lineman, so I wasn't, you know. I mean, the running backs and the receivers and the quarterbacks, I was jealous of you guys. But you know, the lineman, you know, we were heavier, so it was a little rough. But no, you're right.
I think when you have those, you know, when you have those situations there, and the mindset kind of kicks in, the difference between, you know, the caveat between the Steelers camp and maybe other places, and it's hard for me to compare because I was only in Detroit for 4 years. But when you have 10,000 fans out there watching you practice,
that's true.
This may be the only glimpse that they have of you throughout the entire year, and you have to put on a performance for those guys because you don't want those guys to walk out and say, he had a terrible practice today,
right.
And that's the last stop that they leave. So those are the guys that kind of keep you motivated.
That's a good point.
When you don't feel like being out there on that field because you know those fans are going to cheer for you, and they'll let you know if they're not happy about practice.
You know, Charlie, you're a great guy to ask this because we know the practice schedule has changed, but we know the conversation has been about 18 games, maybe only having two preseason games here. When did you think, you know, being it with Detroit and the Steelers for all those years, when did you think the team was ready? Like, is two preseason games enough? I mean, when do you think the team is ready to go?
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of comparing it differently. You know, because when you talk to the older guys, they'll say, yeah, well, we had training camp for 6 weeks. So they were able to get in this shape. You know, can now when you look and see a lot of those guys, especially the 53rd through the 90th guy, they need every rep that they could possibly get. They need that fourth preseason game to prove that they can go out here and bump maybe a veteran off that roster. So it just depends on who you ask on what do they think it's important for that. But I think as a former player, former executive committee member, and part of that negotiations in the last this collective bargaining agreement, 18 games isn't going to happen. And I think this is something that is from a player's perspective, the players don't want it. Yeah, it's easy to say, yeah, we'll just throw more money and the players are able to accept it. But then you start talking about benefits. Are you going to start now lowering the minimum requirements for you to become vested? I don't think those things are going to happen. So that kind of plays a part of it. If it's not going to happen, guess what? We continue with the 16-game mark. And the four preseason games, and you let it play as is.
And your first training camp as a rookie, Charlie, did you have a rookie talent show or no?
We did have a rookie talent show, but it was different because they didn't necessarily have one big day, kind of like they do with the Steelers. They actually did it this individual days for position groups.
Now, what did you do for your rookie talent show?
Well, it was just me. I was the only quarterback. I tried to dance a little bit, tried to sing. I got the veterans involved. and I could do neither. Yeah. I could do neither. I would just say, you want to know what? If I make a fool of myself, you want to guess what? This is my chance. They'll laugh at me. It'll be a great story. And that was probably the longest 2 minutes of my life.
Oh, there you go. Hey, Charlie, we appreciate the time. We really do. Always great catching up and chat with you and talk a little Steeler football. Enjoy the start of camp, and we'll chat again soon.
Take care, Charlie.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Wow. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.